The Bloomington City Council decided to require businesses to register and pay a fee and approve boat dock regulations at Lake Bloomington. Mayor Terry Renner is in studio to talk about all that. The mayors of Bloomington and Normal join us most Tuesdays after their regular and special council meetings. Mayor Renner, thanks for your time today on Sound Ideas.
Thanks. I appreciate it, Charlie, and I just want to compliment you because your listeners can't hear or see you, but you got a great tie on today.
One of the few days you'll see a tie. Alderman last night approved a business registration program. It will require current and future businesses to register and pay a one-time $50 fee. Home-based businesses and charities are exempt. What did you think of this proposal?
I think it's long overdue. I do agree with Alderwoman Painter, who I'm paraphrasing what she said yesterday, that she thinks that she was kind of shocked that we did not have a system of business registration. So regardless of the $50 fee, the fact that we have business registration is critical for us in terms of economic development. And as was demonstrated by Austin Grammer, our economic development coordinator, we can begin to see what the impact of one business or another might have. We can GPS it. There's a lot of applications, but also for our first responders, the police chiefs and fire chiefs, if they know what the story is inside a particular building before they go inside, that's helpful. And if there's a, let's say there's a, heaven forbid, a disaster of some form, we know who to contact, not just whose name is on a property tax bill and an address. So this is long overdue. And obviously the town of Normal does it, and certainly virtually every metro city. I have yet to find a metro city that does not register businesses, even small cities.
Alderman Jamie Matthey and Scott Black voted against it. Matthey said he was worried business owners might not hear about the program in time to comply. How aggressive do you want city staff to be in getting the word out and completing this new requirement?
Well, a couple things. Jamie made the remark before it was clear that people would not have a fine beforehand. So the city staff made it clear that if they found out about a business, even if maybe they had been operating, let's say, out of their home for a year or 6 months or whatever, that they would give them notice once they found out that a business existed, and they would have 30 days to comply. So there would, you're not just going to get a fine in the mail all of a sudden. So we want to be clear about that. So I think that the city staff needs to be as aggressive as possible to directly answer your question. But I think the concerns of Alderman Matthey were addressed by staff, and I don't think they're serious concerns at this point.
Let's share a comment we saw on Facebook from Justin Boyd, your former campaign manager, McCountry financial agent here in town, who owns his own shop downtown. He says the business registration he gets, but the fee is counterproductive to economic development. The first year, he can understand there being higher administrative costs, but going forward, it could be absorbed fairly easily. Do you think the fee is counterproductive to economic development?
No, and actually, it's a fee, a one-time fee. So I would absolutely agree with Justin that there may be and there will be a spike in administrative costs up front, and that's what the $50 fee is up front. So this is not $50 a year, it's one time. And so if you pay it and you are in business for 25 years, that's the only $50 you will have ever given the city.
For that purpose.
For that purpose, yes, correct.
Alderman last night also approved other fee increases that will affect Bloomington businesses. A movie theater will see its annual license fee triple from 35 cents per year to a dollar. The electrical contractor annual license fee will jump 25 bucks. An extra $5 for a public sidewalk construction permit all adds up to an extra $225,000 a year or so. Assess those fee increases, would you?
Well, let's take it at 500 feet rather than necessarily fee by fee. The big picture is that many of our fees have not been raised since the 1970s. And some of our other fees haven't been raised since the 1980s. And we have not done a comprehensive analysis in talking to all the former mayors, at least going back to Mayor Rich Buchanan. Had no memory of us doing that when he was mayor from 1977 to 85. So this a comprehensive fee analysis was long overdue for those and other charges. And this is, again, something that taxpayers have been absorbing. So if we are accruing administrative costs for administering certain programs and providing certain services, if the people whose livelihood are based on that are not paying for it, then the average taxpayer is.
And the Chamber of Commerce, the business community, what do they think?
They were in favor of having business registration, for sure. They didn't want the $50 fee. I mean, who wants to pay $50? You know, so that that perhaps is understandable. Interestingly, though, there was no one from the Chamber last night who spoke against it. At our public comment, excuse me.
And the other fees, did they express themselves on that, either publicly or in personal?
It was the business registration was the main thing that the Chamber was concerned about.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Mayor Renner, last night Alderman also approved new rules and fees for dock owners at Lake Bloomington, resolving a dock dispute years in the making up at the lake. Why was this necessary?
Okay. Well, I mean, we could go back, certainly when I, within about 48 hours of being mayor 5.5 years ago, one of the first things that was brought up was Bloomington Docks. Now, one of the things that you have to recognize is we as taxpayers in the city of Bloomington own the land. The people who live there are leaseholders. They know that when they purchase the lease for the land. None of it actually goes up to Lake Bloomington. Lake Bloomington is our water supply. There are very few places where you have a water supply that is not basically sectioned off by fences, much less it has this much development. This is something that has creeped over probably 3 or 4 generations into something that is really more of a modern development. And so I think that's the big picture. There are lots of people who have sort of so-called wildcat docks. They just put them up. The city has not been out there. Again, it's not part of the city. It is just owned by the city and the city's taxpayers. What and a couple of the people who live out there were concerned that they had no voice. I think they have a voice. In fact, they come to public comment, but they don't have a vote. They don't live in the city. They don't pay city taxes, and they knew that when they bought their property. So I'm sympathetic to us coming to some sort of resolution that. Not necessarily that they would be happy with, but that we're doing our due diligence to our city taxpayers and trying to be fair to people perhaps who've had docks for many years.
How do docks impact water quality? Why is this even an issue for the city?
Well, some of it could very well, depending on the nature of the materials, it could very well affect the water quality. But what's more likely to happen is having more boats that dock literally, you know, that are stationed at a dock, and more gasoline or fumes or other activities that are associated with the docks. And so, and also, this is city property. We have not had any until last night systematic means by which we evaluate the condition of docks. And now they will be numbered, and we will have regular inspections for those docks. And we will have, that's also a fee that the people who own the docks will pay, and we'll have to assess that to see if that's covering our costs, because we should not be footing, the taxpayers should not be footing the bill in Bloomington for the people out in Lake Bloomington.
Septic systems had been an issue some years ago. Is that largely resolved, or is that an ongoing concern?
It is an ongoing concern. It is not largely, it's not resolved at all. In fact, if anything, it's getting more complicated. Now, there may be several things. We could have them set up a special service district. So we're not involved in it at all. That is, let them handle it amongst themselves, because we can't have more septic systems or overflowing septic systems that put effluent into our drinking water. That just, we can't let that happen.
So how do you prevent that, since?
Lake Bloomington 2.0. So that's what we're moving on.
That seems a larger issue than the boat docks.
It depends on the nature of how it's potentially resolved. If it's a special service district and they pay all the bills and there are certain things that have to happen, that's what I favor. I don't think the city of Bloomington should be paying the city of Bloomington taxpayers should be paying
again
for
city,
their situation.
The city owns that land, though, and uses that
water.
But
if you're leasing a piece of land, it's literally your feces that are going into that septic tank, not the taxpayers of the city of Bloomington. And it's our drinking water. So it's up to you to take care of your own feces.
So is there a process and a timeline for resolving the issue?
The process is in the works, and that's what we're moving on now. That is something that will be coming yet another issue over the next several months.
If you favor Special Services District, what other options are there?
Well, certainly one of the options are that we could continue to permit more septic tanks or allow people to expand them. I do not favor that option. Unless we had some kind of protections that I'm not aware of, I would very likely veto anything like that if the council were to pass it. And I doubt the council would pass it.
You did hear from some Lake Bloomington residents last night who spoke out against the boat dock proposal, and they, some of them, asked you to delay the vote, something we've seen the council do historically. City Manager Tim Gleason said it was time to move forward, and Alderman did. Is that a significant act or an uptick in decisiveness?
Yes, I was very glad. Everything that we brought forward, and some of them were tough issues, passed last night. Business registration itself may not have been a tough issue. The $50 fee was more controversial, but we certainly moved ahead on that. We also moved ahead on updating our fees, as we talked about, and this long-standing, many-year debate over docks. And I'm glad that the council followed the advice of our city manager, Mr. Gleason, who said, let's act. There was no reason to delay this. This was, we've been dealing with this over and over and over again.
So what's changed? Is this city manager Gleason being effective in getting council questions answered up front ahead of the meeting, or what?
I think that's a huge part of it. And I think the staff, including Mr. Juergens, did an outstanding job of clarifying that many of the concerns in public comment that we heard from the residents in Lake Bloomington were being addressed in the proposal. And so I think, yes, absolutely. I think Mr. Gleason has done an outstanding job in doing that. I also think that some of it is dock fatigue on the council. I think we probably unanimously agreed that as much as possible, we didn't want to deal with this yet again.
Dock fatigue, so that's a thing. Okay. This is Sound Ideas.
Not anymore. Not this morning.
I'm Charlie Schlenker. We're with Mayor Terry Renner talking about issues before the Bloomington City Council. It's been some months since we asked about this. Where stands consideration of a potential multi-sports complex?
That's a really good question. Obviously, there was a study that was done. It showed what some of the advantages, disadvantages were, and frankly, the sticker shock of massive cost. I don't think that there's much interest on my side of Division Street, that is in the city of Bloomington, to pursue that as presented. If the private sector, I think the ball's in the private sector's court and the user's court. If they can raise a certain amount of money, or maybe we don't go for that, the Cadillac, we go for the Malibu.
So
maybe something will happen.
So same answer as last time. Have there been substantive discussions with potential private partners that the city is privy to that would indicate that it's not time to stick a fork in this idea because it's done?
There have been some anecdotal, non-systematic conversations that I'm aware of that I've had, and I think that Mayor Coos has had, nothing that would lead us at this point to move to phase two, to our second step.
So I guess we'll keep this on the roster of questions another couple months.
Unfortunately, yes, you'll keep this on the roster of questions. I think that there is certainly a need for soccer. There's any kind of multi-sports complex would have economic benefits for the community, but not to the tune of $41 million.
Last week, the City Council met in a preliminary way on zoning updates, something you said would be controversial because of its nature. How would you assess that session and the direction the Council laid out?
Well, I think at this point it was still at whatever metaphor you want to use, 500 feet, 1,000 feet, whatever. It was very, very general. What we have to keep in mind is our comprehensive plan should be guiding this, and that is infill. And that is, we have learned the cost of sprawl, with our sewer systems, the cost of sprawl with our 911 emergency communications, the cost of sprawl for parks and police. So that's what our comprehensive plan that over 8,000 people were involved in had strongly supported. So as we're going forward, we need to begin to prepare for infill rather than our historic tendency towards sprawl and sprawl and sprawl.
Mayor Terry Renner of Bloomington, thanks for your time today on Sound Ideas.
Thank you, Charlie.
The mayors of Bloomington Normal join us most Tuesdays after their regular and special council meetings. Next week, we'll hear from Normal Mayor Chris Coos. This is 89.1 and WGLT.org.